Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
A major Garda investigation is underway following an attack on a house in Charleville in North Cork on Monday night. And a 12-year-old girl has been hospitalised with a serious head injury and is continuing to receive treatment at Temple Street Children's Hospital today. Well, we're joined now by Ralph Regal, who's Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent. Ralph, thanks for being with us this morning. So can you take us through what is known about that incident that happened in Charleville?
Yeah, it unfolded just about 11:30 p.m. on Monday evening, Claire. Now, there was a group of up to five men. They were masked and they were armed. And they arrived at this property on the New Line, which is just outside Charleville, a town in North Cork, not far from the Limerick border. And there was a vehicle parked outside the property. The vehicle was very badly damaged. And the next thing, these men turned their attention to the property. Now, they attempted to smash their way into the property. And apparently in doing so, this 12-year-old girl who was inside with an adult female and several other children, this 12-year-old girl suffered a very severe head injury. Now, we understand that she was semi-conscious inside in the property. When the men realised that the child had been seriously injured, they fled the scene on foot and then they left in a waiting vehicle. Now, Gardaí were alerted. They were at the scene within minutes. The five masked men had gone at this stage. And when Gardaí arrived, paramedics arrived, there was emergency medical treatment given to the 12-year-old girl. And there was grave concern about her well-being. She was rushed to Cork University Hospital, where she received further treatment. But it was decided that such was the nature of her injuries that she required specialist treatment, and she was transferred to Temple Street Children's Hospital in Dublin. Now, her condition is serious but stable, and I think the belief is that people are increasingly hopeful that she will make a recovery.
And what do we know about the motive behind that attack and the background to it?
Yeah, Gardaí said that they're keeping an open mind, but one of the major theories being examined is that this girl was an innocent a victim and an unintended victim of a dispute between two groups, one group in Cork and one group in Limerick. And it's believed that a group from Limerick had travelled to target this property, but they were looking for a specific individual who was not in the area at the time. So it does appear that the occupants of the house were not the intended targets, and that this girl was injured. It appears either by a flying object or by a weapon that was thrown, and it struck this girl in the head and she suffered this severe head injury.
Okay, and obviously the Gardaí are looking for anyone who's any information or may have witnessed anything last night.
Yeah, very much so, Claire. I mean, senior Gardaí have described this as a vile and heinous attack. They said it represents a new low that children would be injured in these type of circumstances. Locals are appalled. And what Gardaí have said is that anyone who has information and anyone who may have seen suspicious activity in this general area between 10 p.m. and midnight on Monday is asked to contact them. Now, Gardaí are specifically looking for any motorist that may have travelled through the area and whose vehicle is equipped with dash cam. What they're also doing, Claire, is they're going through various homes and properties, commercial premises in the area that are equipped with CCTV footage, because they're trying to identify the vehicle in which these men fled the scene. They're hopeful that they will identify this vehicle and that they will bring these five men to justice.
All right, Ralph. And our thoughts are with that poor child as she hopefully recovers from this, and for her family as well. Ralph, thanks very much for bringing us the detail on that. That's Ralph Regal.